This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Alexandra Mora Medina. The Consul General of Ukraine met with the Arizona House and Senate Thursday to ask for more military support. This comes after Ukraine was invaded by Russia more than 40 days ago. Arizona Speaker of the House Rusty Bowers invited the Consul General to speak. Dmytro Kushneruk asked the U.S. to contribute more powerful weapons to Ukraine to win the war.
And that includes the airplanes, the long-range air defense systems, heavy artillery, multi-rocket launch systems, tanks, and armored vehicles, and long-range missiles too. Because you cannot win this war against Russia with just rifles and bulletproof vests.
He says Ukraine is not only suffering socially, but financially, due to Russia blocking major trade ports out of the country. Kushneruk reminded lawmakers that there's more at stake than Ukraine's freedom. It's a war, he says, for upholding shared civil values.
This war is not between the East and West. It's the war for the soul of humanity. And the good news is that Ukraine is doing the hardest part. It is fighting, and it is not even asking for your soldiers.
He says the time to act is now, before Russia makes more military advances. Vice President Kamala Harris read the vote to confirm Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Cronkite News' Kirsten Dorman reports on what her confirmation means to one cultural organization here in Arizona.
Karen Harden is the president of the NAACP's Maricopa County branch. She says Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the highest court in the nation is a victory.
For the country. It's not a victory for Black women, women. It is a victory for everyone, you know?
Harden says Justice Brown Jackson's confirmation is a question of what bipartisanship and diversity mean to the country.
Maybe it will even help folks here in Arizona respect diversity even more, and also legislatures here in Arizona respecting the individual people and stop trying to pass laws that are along party lines and rather than passing laws that are for the good of the people.
Meanwhile, some members of Arizona's congressional delegation weighed in on Jackson's confirmation. Democratic Senators Mark Kelly and Kyrsten Sinema supported her confirmation, while some Republicans questioned the decision based on rulings on past cases. Kirsten Dorman, Cronkite News.
Today, the Arizona Department of Health Services is holding a drawing to determine recipients of the 26 adult-use marijuana establishment licenses. Licenses are available to applicants who qualify as part of the Social Equity Ownership Program under a voter-approved proposition. That's according to the department's press release. The Social Equity Program gives an opportunity to those in underserved communities who were convicted under previous marijuana laws. So far, the department has received more than 1,500 applicants for social equity licenses. Recipients will be selected using a computerized random drawing. The Arizona Diamondbacks returned to Chase Field last night, but they weren't the only ones. With the new season comes new food options for fans to enjoy during the game. There are 28 new options to choose from, and they are available thanks to the help of D-backs senior executive chef Stefan Tilder. Some of these new food items include the Flamin' Hot Chicken Wrap and the Hatch Valley Whiskey Burger. There are also new vendors to check out at Chase Field: Chick-fil-A, cold beers and cheeseburgers, Black Rock Coffee, and Scoopwell's Dough Bar are all new options around the concourse this season. If you want to swap out your peanuts and Cracker Jacks for something new, you can purchase tickets for upcoming baseball games on the Major League Baseball's website. We had help today from Emma Vandenide and Eric Castellon. Our show was produced by Kirsten Dorman. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Alexandra Mora Medina.